Okay, we're going to get started. Yay! Here's some announcements before we get started. If you've been to weddings here before, you've heard these announcements. Sometimes people bring things to throw at weddings. If you brought things to throw, please throw them outside the church, not inside the church. Sometimes people bring cameras to weddings. You can take pictures through the entrance of the bride. And once all 47 people are up here, we ask you to hold off on any pictures until the end when they stand up and kiss. Because you can't. Huh? Okay? All right. And after the wedding, they'll be coming back in here for paperwork and to take pictures, and we'll restage the whole thing if you want. Okay? After the wedding, they'll be coming back in here for paperwork and photographs. They'll meet you at the reception at 6 o'clock at the Wedgwood. If you want to follow the wedding, it's in the red prayer books that are scattered around on page 423. You all will remain seated till the bride is about to make her entrance. When she comes in, you'll hear the music change. I'll go like this. That means please stand up. And then keep standing until I ask you to be seated later on in the wedding, okay? The more important announcements are about who you are and what we're doing. Not only are you family and friends and people that wanted to come to the wedding, you're the people of God. At the heart of the wedding are the promises and vows that the couple will make to each other. In a moral, legal, and spiritual sense, you are witnesses of those promises. You will see the promises and hear them. And that means you've got a very special role. Two times during the service, I'm going to ask you something and you have to answer. Fairly early in the service, after they've made their first set of promises, I'll look over their heads and say to you, will all of you who have heard these promises do everything in your power to uphold these two persons in their marriage? And you should say loudly and enthusiastically, we will. And if only one person in the back is paying attention and says something, I'll just ask it again until I get a better answer from them. Later on in the service, after they've made their wedding vows and exchanged rings, and just like in the movies, I've pronounced their husband and wife, those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. You say together again, loudly and enthusiastically, amen. That's the Hebrew word for so be it. This has happened. It's a good thing. We're all better because of it. Hooray, yippee, wahoo. It was all wrapped up in that amen. And that's the way it ought to come out. Having said all of that, it's about time to begin. beloved, we have come together now in the presence of God to witness and bless the joining together of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. The bond and covenant of marriage was established by God in creation. And our Lord Jesus Christ adorned this manner of life by his presence and first miracle at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. It signifies to us the mystery of the union between Christ and his church. And Holy Scripture commends it to be honored among all people. The union of husband and wife and heart, body, and mind is intended by God for the mutual joy, for the help and comfort given one another in prosperity and adversity, and when it's God's will for the procreation of children and their nurture in the knowledge and love of the Lord. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, and in accordance with the purposes for which it was instituted by God. Into this holy union, Stanley Tyler Huntington and Lisa Kay Folger now come to be joined. If anyone in here can show just cause why they may not lawfully be married, speak now, or else forever hold your peace. First step. Now I require and charge you both here in the presence of God that if either of you know any reason why you may not be united in marriage lawfully and in accordance with God's word, you do now confess it. Lisa, will you have this man now to be your husband, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live? Tyler, will you have this woman now to be your wife, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Well, all of you who have witnessed these promises, do everything in your power to uphold these two persons, Tyler and Lisa, in their marriage.
Yeah.
Yay! Who gives this woman to be married now to this man?
We do.
We do.
Okay, somebody. Don't fall over the kid. The Lord be with you now. As we remain standing, let us pray. O gracious and ever-living God, you have created us, male and female in your image. Look mercifully upon this man and this woman who come to you this afternoon seeking your blessing, and assist them with your grace that with true fidelity and steadfast love they may honor and keep the promises and vows they make through Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Those who can may be seated now for the reading. The first reading is from the New Testament, from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. Love is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is not irritable or resentful. Love does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, they will pass away. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophecy is imperfect. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I gave up those childish ways. Now, we can only see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I shall understand fully, even as I have been fully understood. So finally, faith, hope, love, abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. There ends the first reading, the word of the Lord. The second reading, 8 more to go. This is from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "But from the very beginning of creation, God made them male and female. And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they're no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no one put asunder." And then they were bringing children up to him, that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me, and don't stop them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them all up into his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. There ends the second and final reading, the word of the Lord. Short 3-minute sermon. Maybe summer begins when geese come, and maybe summer begins when the ice finally runs, and maybe summer begins when flowers start growing and all that kind of stuff, but summer really begins when this happens. Whatever else is going to happen this summer, this is the way it begins, with a June wedding filled with hope and beauty and love itself. Again and again and again, when Jesus walked this earth, he didn't walk around saying, "Boy, did you people mess up." He said, "Look, folks, life is supposed to be like a wedding." Not meaning we all walk around in tuxedos, but meaning the joy that's here, the excitement that's here, the hope that's here. There are people in here who have known them since the day they were born. Watch them go off to school. Watch them play in the summertime. Watch them get bundled up in 87 coats in the wintertime. And now, here they are. This is the future. Want to know what the future looks like? There it is. Filled with beauty and hope and new beginnings. The very first time our Lord Jesus shows anybody that he's around as an adult is at a wedding. He's over in the corner smiling. And the whole Bible ends with a story of a wedding in Revelation. God and humanity married together. Don't worry so much about stuff, said our Lord Jesus. Look at the birds. They don't look particularly stressed out. Your Father takes care of them. He'll take care of you. Consider, he said, life is filled with the joy of a wedding. Whatever else is going to happen this summer, this is the way it begins. This is the way it begins. That's their present to us, this excitement. So now I'll shut up so we can do this. Ready? Lisa, to be my wife, to have the whole from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my song. Tyler, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow. Bless, O Lord, these rings to be signs of the vows by which this man and this woman have now bound themselves to each other. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now as you take a little ring, put it on your left hand, you say, Lisa, I give you this ring. As a symbol of my vow, and with all that I am, and all that I have, I honor you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You take this ring, and you put it on his left hand. Tyler, I give you this ring as a symbol of my vow. And with all that I am, and all that I have, I honor you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, now that Tyler and Lisa have given themselves to each other by solemn vows with the joining of hands and the giving and receiving of rings, I pronounce that they are husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. There you go. Please stand now. Don't keep standing for a little bit. And let us pray together in the words our Savior has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As we remain standing, let us pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation and giver of all grace, look with favor upon this world you've made, and for which your Son gave his life, and especially upon this man and this woman, whom you make one flesh in holy matrimony. Amen. Give them wisdom and devotion in the ordering of their common life, that each may be to the other now a strength and need, a counselor in perplexity, a comfort in sorrow, and a companion in joy. Amen. Grant that their wills may be so knit together in your will and their spirits in your spirit, that they may grow in love and peace with you and one another all the days of their lives. Amen. Give them grace when they hurt each other to recognize and acknowledge their fault and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours. Amen. Make their life together a sign of Christ's love to the sinful and broken world, showing that unity overcomes separation, forgiveness heals guilt, and joy always conquers despair. Amen. Bestow on them, if it is your will, the gift and heritage of children, and the grace to bring them up, to know you, to love you, and to serve you. Amen. Give them such fulfillment of their mutual affection that they may reach out now in love and concern for others. Amen. And grant that all married persons who have witnessed these vows today now may find their lives strengthened and their loyalties confirmed. Amen. And finally, grant that the bond of our common humanity, by which all your children are united, one to another and the living to the dead, may be so transformed by your grace that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, where, O Father, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign in perfect unity now and forever. Amen. Most gracious God, we give you thanks for your tender love in sending Jesus Christ to come among us, to be born of a human mother, to make the way of the cross to be the way of life. We thank you also for consecrating the union of man and woman in his name. By the power of your Holy Spirit, pour out the abundance of your blessing upon this man, Tyler, and this woman, Lisa. Defend them now from every enemy. Lead them into all peace. Let their love for each other be a seal upon their hearts, a crown, a mantle about their shoulders, and a crown upon their heads. Bless them in their work, in their companionship, in their sleeping, in their waking, in their joys, in their sorrows, in their life and in their death. Finally, in your mercy, bring them together to that table where your saints feast forever in your heavenly home, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen. Now God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. The Lord mercifully with his favor upon you, and fill you now with all spiritual blessing and grace, that you may indeed faithfully live together in this life, and in the age to come, have life everlasting. Start playing, we get to go walk.